This being Memorial Day, many of you have been flipping burgers, spearing hot dogs, and then whacking a ketchup bottle to try to coax that stubborn glob of red stuff out onto the bun. Well, a team of scientists at MIT has decided that this ketchup-to-bottle adhesion is a problem that must be fixed, and they've come up with a solution. Adam Paxson, what's the solution called?
We are calling it LiquiGlide.
LiquiGlide. And Adam, you're a doctoral student in mechanical engineering at MIT. You're part of this team. Why don't you explain how it works?
Yeah, it's a super slippery surface coating. I guess the technical jargon would be an ultra-low adhesion surface. You can make it out of a bunch of different materials as long as they satisfy certain requirements in like viscosity and surface energy, but we did this huge exhaustive search to find out a way to actually make it out of food materials.
Food materials. What kind of food materials are we talking about? And are they things that I would want to be consuming along with my ketchup?
Well, if you wanted to scratch this off and eat it, it would actually be completely fine. Yeah, this is stuff that it's edible.
And can you tell me what's in it, or is that a trade secret?
What exactly it's made of, I'm afraid I can't actually. We're still doing some IP filing, but imagine you're chewing gum and you want to throw it out. And if you grab your gum with dry fingers, it's going to stick. But if you lick your fingers, it'll just slide right off. So that's sort of how it works.
Now, IP filing, you're talking about intellectual property.
Right.
You know, Adam, there's a whole mystique around the Heinz ketchup brand that was built around that excruciatingly slow slide of ketchup out of the bottle. There's an ad campaign, famous ad campaign, from the 1970s. And it's all built around this famous Carly Simon song, Anticipation.
Thick, rich Heinz ketchup. The taste that's worth the wait.
And then that tagline, the taste is worth the wait. You really are, I think, upending a whole culture here of slowness being a good thing.
Yeah, this is something really interesting that we found out in our market research was they have like this speed gate that they run ketchup down with a little stopwatch, and if it's too fast, they like throw the batch away.
No way, really?
Well, I guess it's something they've stuck to for the past decades or so, so it's not our concern to upend it, but I'd rather have ketchup flow out easily than stay stuck. I don't know.
Well, who wants this, Adam? Who wants the ketchup to be sliding more smoothly out of the bottle?
So we've gotten a lot of interest from a bunch of food companies. Anytime you have a really thick sauce that's hard to get out of the bottle, this helps to let it slide. So in fluid mechanics, you call it a no-slip boundary condition.
A no-slip
And
boundary
we get rid of
condition.
that.
Wow, I like that. How much bottle pounding and experimenting have you been doing along the way for this project?
Well, it's funny. If you open up our chemical closet and there's just a bunch of mustard and ketchup and honey spread everywhere, they have us put not for consumption labels on the food just because we're working on it in a laboratory.
And other uses for this substance you've come up with?
So my research is looking at applying it to condensers and power plants. So it's a little bit different from ketchup. I built a little miniature power plant to test this new coating out on these surfaces.
But for some reason, people seem to be more interested in hearing about the ketchup bottles.
They are much more interested in ketchup, that's true.
Well, Adam Paxson, thanks so much for talking to us about LiquiGlide, designed to get ketchup out of the bottle faster.
Thank you.
This is NPR.